Shalom, everybody! The Torah reading for Tisha B'Av morning comes from Parshas Vayeshanan, from this week's Parsha. It's a very devastating prophecy of Bnei Yisrael veering off of the Torah, God forbid, a distancing from Hashem, and sinning that results in punishment, banishment from the land, scattering among the nations, etc. It's so hard to read these psukim at any time, certainly on Tisha B'Av morning. And the Torah reading on Tisha B'Av morning begins in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chafei, Ki solid banim uvnei vanim, v'noshantem baretz, v'ishchatem v'asisem pesel tmunas kol, etc. Says the Torah that when you have children, and when you have grandchildren and have been established in the land for a long time, v'noshantem baretz v'ishchatem, you might become decadent. And you, God forbid, will start serving avodah zarah, God forbid, committing evil acts in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to ask, how did it happen? How does that happen? How do you get to v'ishchatem? How do you get to Va'asisem Hara Beinei Hashem Elokecha? How do you get to Lach Iso, angering God, God forbid? How do we get to V'Hishchatem? Where in the Pasuk can we hear and learn about the beginning of Bnei Yisrael's mistakes? The Pardes Yosef is a lengthy and thorough set of Sfarim on the Chumash written by Rav Yosef Pazanavsky. Rav Pazanavsky died in 1942 in Lodz in Poland. He was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham. And he says in the Pardes Yosef on Sefer Devarim Chelek Aleph, he says that Bnei Yisrael's downfall that we read about on Tisha B'Av morning, he says it comes from when you have children and when you have grandchildren, ki solid banim uvnei vanim, then how do you get to v'ishchatem? How do you get to the corruption and the decadence and v'asisem hara b'nei Hashem elokecha? He says, when those very children and grandchildren look at you, v'noshantem, when the young generation views the last generation as old, out of touch, old-fashioned, when the grandparents and great-grandparents can't teach you anything anymore, that is when corruption sets in. The Torah's old? The Torah's outdated? Then the next step is v'yishchatem. That's the Pardes Yosef. But earlier Mefarshim understand v'noshantem differently. The Ramban, for example, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says v'noshantem comes from the word yashan, which means old, long-standing. And the Ramban points, and other Mefarshim point, to the fact that Bnei Yisrael's downfall can be traced back to v'noshantem, old, long-standing, to complacency, to habit, to routine, getting used to things, God's gifts becoming stale. The Kliyakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619, says very similarly. He says that when you have children and grandchildren, and as you live in Israel safely, God willing, it's possible to begin getting incorrectly complacent. People can say, well, if Hashem had been upset with us, he would not have allowed this all to happen. We get lulled into a false and deceptive sense of security, of status quo. Things are always going to be as they've always been. Everything's fine. Everything gets taken for granted. And that, says the Kliyakar, similar to the Ramban, this complacency that everything will be fine. And other Mefarshim say similar ideas. They too trace the beginning of this downfall, God forbid, to complacency, to habit, v'noshantem. This is a midah that we all need to work on. And it's actually related to another aspect of Tisha B'Av. There's many reasons why we do not wear shoes on Tisha B'Av. One of the reasons is said in the name of the Breslover Rebbe, who died in 1810, Rav Nachman of Breslov. I'm going to say parenthetically that I was unable to find this source. If you're aware of where it can be found, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, the Breslover Rebbe is said to have said the following idea about shoes on Tisha B'Av and actually about Yom Kippur too. He says that we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn to the sneh, to the burning bush, Moshe was told to take off his shoes, Parshas Shmos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey. And what does Hashem say to Moshe? Shal ne'alecha me'al raglecha, take off your shoes from your feet. But the Breslover Rebbe is said to say, shal, not shal na'alecha, but shal man'ulecha, Me'al hergelecha, shed the locks and chains off of your habits. Take off your shoes. Feel the world differently. See the world differently. Tisha B'Av is coming, and we need to shed the chains of Vinoshantem, of habits. Things cannot be, not now, not ever. Things cannot be business as usual. We need to look at the world, to look at God's gifts, especially God's gift that's mentioned in that same pasuk. Vinoshantem ba'aretz. Look at God's gifts. We need to look at all of his gifts differently. Appreciate Hashem's gifts and look at them afresh every single day. Have an amazing day, and God willing, we will not fast on Tisha B'Av, Emet Hashem. We will celebrate on Tisha B'Av, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful day, everyone.